I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Hey, we're so happy that you joined us today. So we're going to talk about having some fun family memories.
And by doing that, being making this particular recipe, you certainly will have some fond family memories in the kitchen with the younger members of your family. One of the first baked items that I ever made as a young 4-H'er, and probably even ahead of that as being an 8 or 9 year old, was muffins. Dad was not particularly fond of muffins, but as I was flipping through the old red and white checkered Better Homes and Gardens cookbook, I saw a recipe for muffins, and I was curious about them as a youngster. So I started assembling the ingredients to make them, and of course they were called surprise muffins.
Oh, fun!
Yes, and that's when the batter partially was put into the bottom of the muffin pans. Then we added just a tiny little spoonful of peanut butter and put more muffin batter on top and baked it. And that just opened my eyes to some more fun baking, even as a youngster. And of course, muffins, if you start in 4-H, that's one of the basic items that you learn how to bake.
And in my past life, I was a home economics teacher, mm-hmm. and that was one of the first items that we made in the kitchen, because it teaches so many different basic procedures, including the measuring and the stirring and all of those procedures. So it's a basic learning experience without a great deal of expense, actually.
Yes, that's very true. The basic ingredients, flour, sugar, oil or butter of some sort, baking powder,
eggs.
Yep, eggs.
Again, all basic ingredients that you're going to use for many products, mm-hmm. as you go through your whole baking experience.
And I remember back then, too, as a youngster, as a 10-year-old, that my first 4-H demonstration was called making muffins. And the big thing then was the stirring techniques. So that tunnels, when you opened the baked product,
you didn't want any tunnels.
No tunnels that you could crawl through, you know, in the muffin. And then to have the correct shape of the muffin, the domed top, that was very important back then.
But no big cracks, right?
Yes.
Just a dome,
yes.
But no big cracks.
Yes, that's correct. But as I've advanced in my baking through the years, I have gotten beyond just the basic muffin and really, really have enjoyed experimenting outside the box with bringing in different ingredients to a muffin to make it heartier or to make it more unique, to perhaps adding more beauty to a muffin. And that beauty can be in the form of cinnamon sugar topping. It can be in form of a nut topping, sprinkled with coconut, just crystallized sugar, just all kinds of fun things that can really make a muffin pretty and very enticing to eat.
It may depend also on the occasion. You're going from a basic, let's just have something warm and yummy to eat, to maybe entertaining, maybe a brunch type thing. So
yes.
I'm thinking that might make a difference in what you choose.
I have created a recipe that I call Snickering Almond Muffins. And let me tell you how this recipe came by its name. A good friend of mine and State Fair competitor, Kristen Clark from Runnels, has a website, and she posts recipes on it that she likes to make, especially for her children. She really enjoys baking with her children, too, who are 5 years old and younger. Anyway, she had developed a recipe for a snickerdoodle muffin, and I cannot just seem to take a recipe and make it as is. I have to think, okay, now how can I change this to make it just my own recipe? And I did that by adding almond extract and also by adding a topping to the muffin of a sugared almond, which just absolutely, in my mind, sent this muffin over the top, because it not only made it a gourmet type muffin, but it also gave it more crunch and more beauty on the top with the sparkling sugar. Then, LaVon, when I went to the grocery store to get the ingredients for this recipe, oh, lo and behold, in front of me, I was looking for coarse sugar, but what I found was an organic sugar, and I thought, oh, it was an organic coconut sugar. So I thought this could be a very interesting addition to my recipe. I read on the bag where it was a non-GMO product. It could be substituted cup for cup for granulated sugar, and my concern at the time was that I wonder if it's going to really impart a coconut flavor. And in this muffin, I didn't care. I thought the combination of, if it did offer me a coconut flavor along with the cinnamon sugar of the snickerdoodle and then the almonds along with it. I thought that would be a great flavor combination. Interestingly enough, when I did make this muffin, I did not taste that coconut flavor. So if it's important to you to use an organic sugar, this is certainly a great product to buy in substitute for granulated sugar in any recipe as far as that goes, because it does substitute cup for cup.
But you can go ahead and use your ordinary sugar just as you have in the past. So it's nice to have a choice.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Did you toast the almonds?
I did. I toasted the almonds. That's the only way I bake with nuts is to toast them ahead of time. Yes, and perhaps in this application I wouldn't have needed to do that because I was making the I was sugaring them in a pan on top of the stove on a low heat, so I probably wouldn't have had to toast those nuts to start with. But I just keep toasted nuts on hand, and these happen to be toasted slivered almonds, and I was very satisfied with them.
Can you talk a little more about how you sugared the almonds?
I can, yes. The recipe required a third cup of the sliced almonds or slivered almonds, then and a fourth cup of the coconut sugar, or you could use regular granulated sugar. I put a pan on top of my stove and on a low heat. I put the almonds and then sprinkled the sugar on top of it and just stirred it very gently. And as the sugar started to get form into little beads around the almonds, that and then, of course, the aroma of what was being browned on top of the stove gave me an indication that these almonds were done. Yes, it was. And it just made a wonderful topping and for the muffin. And not only that, but if you have some extra left over or you want to make another batch just for eating, they're wonderful just to have as a snack or to use as a salad topper. Perhaps you have a green salad and you want some extra special crunch on top of that. These sugared almonds would work well on that too.
Multi-uses. And that's one of the nice things about hopefully many of the things that we talk about, Miss Nene, is that it doesn't have to be used just for this recipe, but that it can be, once you've used the technique, you can just use it in many different ways.
Exactly. Now, our listeners probably want to know how to retrieve this recipe.
I hope so.
Yes.
They sound pretty yummy to me.
Oh, and I love to eat them morning, noon, and night. It doesn't matter to me. And they freeze very well, too.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes, yes. Anyway, to acquire this recipe, we want you to go to our website, kjan.com, click on Programs at the top of the homepage, then click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and the recipe for this and this podcast will come up. So
and
that
will
you
there
can
be
get
a picture?
There might be.
Maybe. Sometimes there are.
Yes.
Because if you go back, all of those recipes that we've had in the past are there, along with many times a picture, so go back.
Yes.
But what if I don't have a computer and my computer isn't working?
Okay, not a problem, LaVon, not a problem. We would like you to call KJAN or send us a note at KJAN. We'd be more than happy to send this recipe to you. So during our broadcast today, or even if you're listening to the podcast online, feel free to just sit back and relax and enjoy our conversation that we're having, because the recipe can be obtained in another fashion, either through the computer or by calling or sending a note to KJAN.
And maybe even on Facebook. Is it on the Facebook?
Yes, it can be. The link is on there.
All right. So there's just lots of ways. And we really would like to hear from people. Maybe you want to tell us to talk faster or talk slower or say I don't know what. But we really would like to hear from you. You know, that's going. Or if there's a topic you'd like to hear us talk about, we can talk about almost anything, Miss Nene.
I think so, LaVon. For us, the 10 minutes is never long enough.
Never long enough. So you have some other things about this particular recipe or about muffins in general?
This is about muffins in general. What if you have a favorite quick bread recipe that's made in a 9x5 pan, but you want to make them into muffins, that recipe into muffins? Can you do it? Yes, you can. It's very interesting. I know I've experienced this a lot, but then just to back up my experience, I also went to online to Cooks Illustrated, which I think is a wonderful reference to go to. They are like the Consumer Reports for anything in the kitchen. And they experimented with taking cupcake batter and muffin and quick bread batter, and then to see if they could make those, turn those layer cakes into cupcakes or turn the loaf of quick bread into a the muffins. And yes, that can be done very easily. You would use a specified oven time that is given for the recipe, but only bake it for about half the time called for. Now, just to point that delicate cakes such as angel foods and chiffons do not turn out well in cupcakes. They are. They rise up in the oven, but when you take them out of the oven, then they will fall.
So happy muffin baking to you.
Oh, it's great. And we are so glad that our listeners joined us today. And we hope that you will take this to heart, come online or send us a note to get the recipe for snickering almond muffins. And remember, fun in the kitchen makes fond family memories.